This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And have you got some old stuff hanging around the house that you're thinking about throwing out? Or maybe you can repurpose it for your garden. Anything has a second use if you can put your mind to it. I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So we're talking this morning about repurposing some old things from around the house, maybe a colander. What did you have in mind?
Well, we're featuring a old kitchen colanders in the magazine this month. But what got me is there's so many other things that you can use. You know, like I do that all the time. I've got some old wrought iron pieces that were once decorative parts of some garden furniture that fell apart. And so they are now used to train vines up a wall. I've also got lovely little native daisies growing in guttering that was left over from some work that I was doing. I mean, these pieces can just lie around or in cupboards and not used. But if you sort of take a fresh look at them, you can turn them into really interesting garden planters. You know, this old metal buckets, or even you know, cans of baked beans or pet food. You know, drill a hole into the base of it and put some succulent mix in, and you can grow lovely little succulents in those.
Is it possible to grow beans in an old bean can?
But you better put a stake in it so it has something to grow up.
Well, fair enough. Hey, if it works, it works. So I guess what's the, you know, obviously drainage is the most important part when using old things?
It is really, really important. If you don't have drainage holes, when you water the plants, the water just stays in the containers. And if they sit around, then the roots of the plant will rot and the plant will die. So with most things, just use a drill and a bit, probably about 5 millimetres, which is quite big, makes a nice big drainage hole the size of a 5-cent piece. You know, metal, plastic, any old thing will take that. But if you're going to be using lovely pieces of old china that have got, say, chips on them and they're not good enough to be presented at the table or whatever, but can look pretty in the garden, you'll have to be sure that you get a masonry bit to put in your drill, because otherwise an ordinary drill bit will kind of shatter the china, which is not what you want.
Right, sort of defeats the purpose of using it.
Yes.
I guess so what are some tips then in the latest issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine for people to put towards repurposing?
Well, we use the colanders and different ways of arranging them and different types of plants to put in them. You can use the colanders as a, you know, throw some rope around the handles and hang them up, or just put them on a table. I mean, we're blessed with colanders coming with so many drainage holes that they are obviously are the ideal ones to use. But I mean, think about anything. For example, our wine bottles. I'm sure we go through a few of those each year. You know, if you cut off the bottoms of the wine bottles and upturn them, you've got something already with a drainage hole and an opening at the top where you can put in some soil and some plants. And there's lots of tutorials on YouTube as to how to cut glass, you know, with a cutter or some string, all sorts of different ideas for that. Even bits of old furniture, you know, like I've used the wrought iron, but you can get an old vintage chair and chop off its legs, you know, punch out the cushion that's in the middle and put a planter there in it and hang it on a wall. And there you've got a fence box instead of a window box. Same principle, just a different application with some really interesting old vintage furniture.
Right, I guess just got to use your imagination.
Even, like, I mean, I don't know about you, but we're experiencing an awful lot of rain at the moment, and so all the boots have come out. Old boots, you know, especially ankle boots, are really kind of quaint if you put in a few succulents, and they're especially useful if you've worn them so much they already have holes in the soles.
So you've mentioned succulents a fair bit. What kind of size plants are we looking at for repurposed materials?
Well, succulents are nice because, you know, they come in little forms. Any sort of plants, like I was saying, I planted native daisies in some guttering. They are an annual, but they also self-seed, so they can trail a bit, or they can just sort of grow into tiny little bunches, you know, the size of your fist. But they look so pretty when the flowers come out. There's all sorts of little things that, you know, begonias, they can stay stuck quite small. You can get baby cactuses, which are succulents but different in a sense. Any kind of little pot planty things you have in your house, there's all sorts of things that you can use. But also, if you want to, you know, be a bit more expensive, get something big like an old vintage suitcase and plant lots of things there. They've got the depth to them, and especially with the old vintage suitcases, you know, they've got a lot of character to them as well.
Well, no worries. Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Jenny Dillon from Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.